Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that is tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Chris Jasper is an individual that many of you know as a former member of the Isley Brothers, but he's also an individual that is definitely passionate about music. He's making his first appearance here on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about that love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Before we get into that, though, here is Chris Jasper with his single Inspired. We'll be right back with Conversations Live and the man himself. Stay with us.
To say, I'm so inspired by your love.
That was Chris Jasper with Inspired here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as through dcnowradio.com. As I mentioned, Chris is joining us live here for the first time. Chris, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. Chris, congratulations to you on all of your success. And as I mentioned in my intro, many have gotten to know you, of course, as being a former member of the Isley Brothers, but really your solo projects have been just as powerful. What has it been like for you to have had the amazing career that you've had, to have gotten the recognition that you've gotten, Chris, and to still be producing music after all of these years?
Oh, it's amazing, and it's a great blessing, too, I feel. It's something that I always enjoyed doing. I always dreamed of being a composer and, you know, writing my own music and being able to, you know, kind of have a free creative, be able to create all the music that I want to and, you know, have my own record label, you know, provides that. You know, I can do whatever type of music I want, and it's just a great blessing to me.
Right. Well, it's a blessing that you've been able to pass on, Chris, to your fans. You know, when we posted that you were coming on the program, people went crazy. And what I thought was so great about that was it was individuals of all ages. I mean, your music has definitely, I think, transcended generations. Do you think that's been one of the amazing things about music in general, that it has the power to reach us where we are, regardless of our age, where we are, where we look, what we look like?
Yes, I do. That's the wonderful thing about music. I mean, I remember as a young kid, I used to listen to, you know, Ray Charles and Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke, you know. And, you know, their music was obviously targeted towards, you know, people that are older than I was. I was like six, seven years old at the time. But I loved it, you know what I mean? And
right.
I just think music has that ability to just reach all ages if it's good music. And, you know, good music seems to be timeless, you know.
Exactly, and I think that is one of the amazing things. You talked about music being a blessing. When did you realize the blessing for yourself? I'm always curious as to when people knew that music was going to be their thing. For you, what was that moment for you that made you say, this is really what I want to do, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, I used to listen to my mother play piano. She played piano, she read music, and that's one thing that got me into, you know, playing piano and reading music. She arranged for me to take lessons from a professor from the Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati. And as I listened to her play, you know, she played so beautifully, you know, I said, you know, that's really something, that's a nice thing. I think I would like to do that. And then I started to play by ear. I started to play the records I heard on the radio, you know, some of those people I named before. I used to, you know, fill out the chords and, you know, and I knew I had a knack for it then. And as I, you know, kept taking lessons and learned more about, you know, theory and composition and that type of thing, that's when I really knew, hey, this is something I want to, you know, pursue, you know, when I graduated high school. And that's when I went to Juilliard. And at that point, I really knew this was it, you know, because I made that decision. I was studying architecture in high school, too, and I was going to go to college for architecture. But I had a decision to make when I graduated. Do I go and audition for Juilliard, or do I go to Ohio State and take architecture? And I said, well, music has been with me longer, so I guess I'll go that direction.
Yeah. Yeah, and the rest, as they say, is definitely history. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Chris Jasper is our guest. As I mentioned earlier, many of you have gotten to know him as a former member of the Isley Brothers, but also his solo projects have definitely been well-received and admired as well. The single you guys heard here at the beginning of our broadcast is Inspired. We'll be telling you guys that you can get it at the end of our broadcast. So, Chris, you know, I had a conversation with Lenny Williams on this program just a couple of months ago, and one thing I asked him, I'm curious about you because you also have had the longevity. Did you ever imagine that you would be still doing music at this point in your life? Did you always believe it would always be there?
I didn't imagine I would still be doing it now. I couldn't have, you know, because when you're in the middle of doing music, like, you know, the different periods, like with the Isley Brothers, Isley Jasper Isley, and when I started doing my solo stuff, I mean, I kind of just looked at, well, what am I going to do next? You know, like year to year kind of thing. I didn't have a long range outlook, you know.
Gotcha.
And I guess with any composer, you're always trying to do something else. You know what I mean? Because the ideas don't stop.
Right.
You know, just because, you know, you don't want. I don't think I can stop the idea. So that's one of the other reasons. I just keep coming up with ideas, and I got to record them, and I have to put them down, and the lyrics just come. So it's just something that just comes naturally to me, I guess.
Yeah, it comes naturally. But the other thing that's happened that I think is also fascinating, Chris, and I think it really is part of the key for anybody, I think, whether you're a recording artist or whatever your passion is that you have been able to remain relevant. And one of the ways you've been able to do that is using platforms that are available to you, like social media, Facebook, Twitter, even YouTube. Talk to us about how those have helped you to be able to not only stay connected with your fans, but also to make new fans along the way.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head right there, staying connected with the fans. I mean, that was not available before. You know, back when we were doing the records together as a group, I mean, you just had the radio outlet, basically, and, you know, publications, you know, the press. But you couldn't relate. And, you know, you got fan mail once in a while, but you couldn't really answer all of it. You know what I mean? It was just impossible. But the Internet makes it possible to, you know, connect directly with the fans. And, you know, sometimes we have conversations. Sometimes we get on chats, you know. It's really made that so much easier, you know, to contact with your fans, to contact with other people in the industry, you know, because sometimes, you know, they'll send a friend request and you can, you know, answer that request and then you send one to them, you know, you can send messages back and forth so easily now. And I think that's a great thing.
Exactly. I totally agree with you on that, Chris, and it's, of course, has helped us in widening our audience outside of Mississippi from the radio side, even online through avenues like Blog Talk Radio and DC Now. The Internet has definitely done a lot in that regard. So talk to us about the single that we heard. The single we kicked off the segment with is called Inspired. Talk to us about the single and how it came about.
Yeah, well, that's Inspired's the title track, of course, and it's a love song, you know, it's just, you know, it was inspired by my wife, of course, you know, something that I could sing to her, you know, and that's kind of what my love songs are now, you know, and have been for some time now, since I started doing solo career, is, you know, there have been, you know, like love songs that you could sing to your spouse, you know, and that's kind of the direction of this song, and say Any Day, Someone, you know, these are songs that are on this album, so, you know, and the music, I want to keep my musical identity. I think that's important because I was a huge part of the sound of the Isley Brothers, you know. And I want to keep my musical identity. I don't want to change it just because, you know, there's some fad that comes along, you know.
Right.
I think that's an important identity for me because that's who I am musically. So that's how I recorded this album.
There's another one of the tracks, and I should say for those who don't know, who don't have it yet, you can get the entire album for less than $9 on Amazon.com. You can get it there, or you can get the individual song if you just like that single, Inspired, but I think you'll like the other ones as well. You can get that one for 99 cents on Amazon.com as well. Another one of the songs that I really liked on the project, Chris, is the single Faith, and it kind of is a part of, I believe, the entire project. Talk to us about that single and what it was like for you really to share pieces of your life with individuals through this project, Inspired.
Yeah, Faith is a very soulful type song. It's like, you know, the stuff, you know, like I said, that I loved, you know, growing up. Curtis Mayfield, you know, a lot of soulful songs, you know, that I heard. And it's musically, it's along those lines, but it's also talking about, you know, a person being firmly rooted in the Word of God, you know, like not letting anything shake their faith, no matter what influences come about. It says, no matter what friend or foe, you know, nobody can shake my faith. And it's a strong statement about faith in God.
And I think there's nothing better than that. Do you think, or would you say that really your success, you know, as you look at it over the years, Chris, has been because of that, because of your priorities and what has been important to you over the years?
I would say definitely for me, you know, as an individual, that's been kind of the thing that has guided me. I mean, I try to live by God's principles now, and, you know, that's been true for some time. And I think that is an important part. I mean, I always had certain principles before, you know, before I had the realization of, you know, how much I needed God. I mean, but, yeah, how you, you know, I think what you taught as a kid, you know, from your parents, you know, I had great respect for my parents, my mother, and what she told me, and those things just stayed with me, you know. I knew I made a lot of mistakes before, but there's certain things that I just, it's points that I just would not go beyond, you know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't get involved in drugs and anything crazy, and, you know, I always was a good student, you know, she encouraged that, you know. I went to college, you know. All, you know, really a lot of good things came from, you know, things I learned as a child from my mother. So, yeah, I attribute a lot of my success to that.
Well, I tell you, that is the great thing, I think, that shows as a lesson for other people. You know, Chris, another thing that has happened, and I've seen it even in the responses that we got on Facebook in particular, is that people look at individuals like yourself as an example as to what is possible. You yourself mentioned that you wanted to remain true to yourself in this project Inspired and not just be a fad. You wanted to stay true to Chris in this. Do you think that is a great lesson for anybody, whether a recording artist or whatever their passion is, that is really the key to their success as well, being true to who they are and not losing sight of that through the process?
Yeah, I mean, you have to discover what your strengths are. I think everyone has to. And really, once you discover that, you know, then try to maximize, you know, what you can do with that. And it's almost like, you know, in baseball, if a guy is not a home run hitter, he tries to hit home runs. I mean, he's not going to do very well, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you have to know what your strength is. And my strength is, you know, has always been writing, you know, creating the sound, you know, with chords and melodies and all those kind of things. And that's what I know I do well. So why would I change that and go to something else? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That has always worked for me. So I think that's very important to discover what your strengths are.
And I think that strength is what is definitely keeping music lovers coming back for more, Chris. Again, everyone, Chris Jasper has been our guest. The project is called Inspired, and it's available right now, of course, where you get your music online. But our partner here is Amazon.com. You can get the entire album for $8.99, or you can get the singles for only 99 cents each. Just by going, of course, to Amazon.com, typing in either Chris Jasper or Inspired. And the subtitle of the album is By Love, By Life, By Spirit. And that kind of tells the story, I believe, of Chris's journey. Chris, where's the best place for our listeners to go to be able to stay in contact with you and also to stay updated on current projects as well?
Oh, yes. All you have to do is go to ChrisJasper.com. And once you get there, you can navigate, you know, through the website there and find, you know, what I'm doing, you know, next interview or next date I'm going to do, know where to buy the CDs, all the other CDs that I've done are on there. So everything is at ChrisJasper.com.
All right, and we definitely encourage our listeners to find Chris. He has a Facebook fan page as well that we have shared on our page. Make sure you guys stay in contact with him there as well as on Twitter as well. You can find him there as well. Chris, it really has been an honor to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking out the time, and we wish you nothing but continued success along the musical journey you're on.
And thank you very much, and it's a pleasure being on the show.
All right, I appreciate that. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Chris, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. I want to also thank Chris. He shared the link on his page as well, so you guys can definitely be able to find it on his Facebook fan page as well. And make sure you do visit chrisjasper.com, as he said, to stay in contact with his upcoming events. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great afternoon.